Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for June 2007. This month's essay is read by the author Castle Freeman, Jr.
The dark, inert mass in the upper branches of a hemlock proves to be not a crow's nest, but a large porcupine, an unusual sighting hereabouts in recent years. Porcupines, today fairly scarce, used to abound in this region, to the point, indeed, that they figured in the local economy. Porcupines eat the living inner bark of trees, eventually killing them. Early in the last century, comparatively unchecked by predators because of their quills, porcupines reached numbers in Vermont that threatened whole forests. The state responded by putting a bounty on porcupines. Those famous quills might have kept off a fox or a bobcat, but they were little protection against the farm boy with a .22 rifle. In this town, according to older residents, the porcupine bounty was a nickel, payable by the town clerk on presentation of a pair of the animal's ears. That was good money in, say, 1920. Good enough that enterprising hunters found a way to increase the supply side of the market. They discovered that the unquilled belly skin of a porcupine resembles the skin of the ears, so one porcupine carcass could be hand-cut to yield 5 or 6 pairs. By the time the state caught on, the bounty had done its work, and the porcupines were largely gone.
Thank you, Castle. This essay also appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.